This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The head of the UN nuclear watchdog agency said Ukraine's embattled Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant is facing perhaps a more dangerous phase after seeing increased military activity and damage to the surrounding area during a visit to the site Wednesday.
We have to step up our efforts to get to some agreement on the protection of the plant.
Rafael Grossi, head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, had been pushing for a demilitarized zone at the Russian-held power station, which has come under repeated shelling. But he said he was putting aside this plan so he could propose specific protection measures acceptable to both Moscow and Kyiv. Zaporizhzhia is Europe's largest nuclear facility. Pope Francis is in a hospital in Rome. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The Vatican says the Pope will be at the Gemelli Hospital for several days with a respiratory infection. He's had difficulty breathing over the last few days. A Vatican spokesman says the Pope does not have the coronavirus. The 86-year-old had part of one lung removed when he was young. Francis spent 10 days in the same hospital in 2021 to have part of his colon removed. The hospitalization comes days before the start of Holy Week in the Catholic Church, leading up to Easter. President Biden told reporters at the White House he's learned of Francis's health problems and said he was concerned about his dear friend. I'm Ed Donahue.
Mexican authorities say 8 employees or officials are being investigated for possible misconduct at a migrant detention center where a fire killed 39 detained men. Anger and frustration following the blaze in the northern border city of Ciudad Juarez boiled over Wednesday as hundreds of migrants walked to a U.S. border gate hoping to make a mass crossing. Video shows guards hurrying away from the smoky fire.